恳求您今天早上再一次能够教导我们。
We ask you that you can teach us one more time.
主啊，巴不得我们今天在这里能够更进一步的认识您所启示我们的关于我们救恩的真理。
We really wish to learn more about what you have revealed to us, that message of salvation.
主啊，使我们能够真正的了解，而且帮助我们更是能够活出您所给我们的这么大的救恩。
Father, help us so that we can live your wonderful grace of salvation.
我们将这个时间恭敬摆在你的手中。
We yield this period into your hands.
求你带领我们。
Please lead us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们昨天已经看到罗马书第三章那里看到神为我们预备的救恩。
Yesterday we have seen the Romans chapter 3, the salvation grace that Jesus has prepared for us.
Hi.
Broken?
Broken. 有没有？是擦了，是擦了。大概是那个灯光。
我们有一个 spare bulb。
哦，一个 spare bulb 是吗？好。
Can someone open this up?
Yeah.用那个 screwdriver.
Just a penny or a dime, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, screwdriver, good. Okay, 他们在修这个overhead projector 当中啊，我们再唱一首诗歌。
As you're trying to fix overhead projector, let's sing one more hymn. 你有
没有选一首？
我也没有。哪一位有没有？
Anyone has?
有没有一个？
Should be spare bulb someplace. Let's see.
Just sit right here.
This is a book. Yeah. This one.
九十一啊，唱九十一。
好。唱就是一种
诗。拉起来，接下来吧。
Yeah, I think that just pull, pull up. Yeah, right.
Oh, wait, no, no, no. Okay. 这个 side is caught against the side.
好，没
看。这个旁边。Snap it up.
Just snap it up. Okay.
第四章
Shall we read chapter 4 this morning?
那里保罗讲到说神为我们预备的救恩乃是不是因行律法而是因信得救。
Paul tells us that our salvation is not to follow the law but through faith.
那保罗就从这个亚伯拉罕，他说我们从亚伯拉罕的一生，亚伯拉罕所遇到的事上，我们可以得到一个证据，所以他就从旧约圣经拿出他的证据来。
He gave an evidence from the Old Testament, that one of Abraham.
那里跟我们讲的是说亚伯拉罕得到神的称义，跟神当中有好的关系并不是因为他的行为，而是因为他的信。
He also said Abraham is pleasing to the Lord. It's not because of what he did, but through his faith.
可是当我们看这个罗马书或者保罗一般的书信里面保罗所说的行为并不是在这里所说的不是因行为，而是因信他所说的行为，并不是指说因信心产生的行为。
The works mentioned by Paul in his epistles were not the type of works that came through faith, but it is something separate from faith.
在中文的圣经因为没有单数复数的这一个改变所以很难讲，很难看得出来。可是，在英文，保罗是在希，尤其是希腊文，保罗分得很清楚。
It is quite difficult to see it through the Chinese translation, but if you read English version or the original Greek, they're quite separate because of the plurality of the word.
因信心所产生出来的行为，保罗都是叫 work， 没有 s work。那因遵守律法而产生的行为，保罗都用 works of the law， 都有 s 在那里。
Through faith, Paul used the word work in singular form. Yet not through faith, he mentioned the type of works. He used the plural form.
我们大概昨天什么时候已经看过在保罗的观念里面，信心包括行为在内，对不对？
We studied yesterday that the impulse concept, faith, the work comes from faith.
就是说啊，如果有你信心，就包括你接受一些真理之后，然后就采取适当的行动。
If you say you have faith, that includes the work that comes through faith.
那可是保罗在这里所说的啊，当他谈到，因为当时有些犹太人的以色列人，他们以为说我来遵行律法，我遵行律法那些行动，接着遵行律法，我可以在神面前得神的祝福。
Because at that time, many Jews felt that through their works, by following the law, they can receive the blessings from the Lord.
所以那些遵行律法所产生出来的行为啊，保罗都叫做 works， 加上一个 s。
The works through following the law, Paul always used a plural form, works.
所以在这里啊，保罗告诉我们说，好，我在第三章跟你们讲啊，神为我们预备的救恩，我们要承受神为我们预备的救恩，只是因着信。而不是因着遵行律法的行为而来。
But Paul is stressing again that in chapter 3, the work he was talking about is a work through faith rather than the one through following the law.
那保罗就说啊，好，我就从旧约圣经里面的亚伯拉罕的这个故事啊，拿一个例子给你们看。
So Paul said, let's see an example from the Old Testament, that one of Abraham.
所以他在第一节到第五节告诉我们说啊，其实亚伯兰就是因为信，神就接待他为义。
He mentioned at the beginning of chapter 4, in fact, Abraham was justified by works. Oh, I'm sorry.
By faith.
By faith.
因着信。那里说亚伯兰因着信，神就，各位看，比如说第三节那里说，亚伯兰信神，这就算为他的义。
In verse 3, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
所以在那里看着说啊，因为亚伯兰信了神，所以神就接待了他。
Because Abraham believed God and God received him.
可是有些人呢，心里保罗晓得，有些人会反驳他，说：“哎，亚伯兰呢，当然是亚伯兰的时代，摩西的律法还没有存在，所以亚伯兰可以因着信就蒙神的悦纳。”可是律法来了以后，情况就不一样了。
But people may argue that because in Abraham's time the law wasn't yet given, so at that time he has to go through faith. But now that we have the law, we're justified through the law.
为着要防备那一种反驳啊，保罗说：“好，我不但是讲亚伯拉罕，我顺便跟你讲大卫的事。”
As rebuttal to that kind of argument, Paul said, "I'm not only referring to Abraham, but also David."
因为大卫。当然是在摩西以后，所以刚才如果以色列人想要反驳说亚伯拉罕是在律法以前啊，那话就没话讲了，因为大卫自己也明讲，你看，也就是因为因这个因信的缘故，神赦免这些人，赦免这些人的罪。
Since David came after Moses, so even if the Jews like to argue because the law wasn't given in Abraham's time, and he is quoting David as his view toward the law.
所以。为了这个缘故啊，保罗就从再回到亚伯拉罕的身上，他来讲，他说：“你看啊，亚伯拉罕蒙神称义，不是他受隔离以后的事。”
So he mentioned Abraham again. He said the fact that Abraham was justified is not through the circumcision alone.
他说：“其实啊，亚伯拉罕是在还没有受隔离以前，神已经接待了他，神已经称他为义。神称他为义以后啊，亚伯拉罕才来接受隔离。”做印记证明神接待他。
God already considered Abraham as righteous before he received the circumcision. Because God has accepted Abraham as righteous, then the circumcision was used as a sign for such righteousness.
因此啊，保罗就说，这是从这个亚伯拉罕的受割礼这个事上所得到的证据。他在十三节到十七节就在强调说啊，亚伯拉罕得到神的应许啊，并不是因着律法，而是因着信。
So Paul mentioned again in verse 13, it was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world.
因为按照犹太人的错误的思想啊，他们以为说律法的根这个律法的原则是什么呢？就是我遵守了律法以后，神才能够祝福我。
Because the Jews commonly feel that it's through following the law that God gives them blessings.
可是保罗说，你那种想法错了。
But Paul said that that's a wrong concept.
各 根本亚伯拉罕、啊、在还没有律法以前，他还没有律法遵守以前、啊、他已经蒙神的祝福。
Before the law was given, Abraham was already blessed by the Lord.
所以啊，保罗啊，最后从亚伯兰身上所得到的结论是什么？就说亚伯兰是因信称义，我们今天照样也是因信称义。
So his conclusion was that since Abraham was justified through faith, and so are we today.
因此，在保罗的思想里面啊，这个信心呢、啊，从亚伯兰的时代就有了。
So in Paul's mind, that kind of faith.Was present during Abraham's time.
所以啊，如果我们要把保罗所讲的话真的比较容易的从旧约新约的方面去看的话，大概可以这么说。
So if we really thoroughly studied both the Old and New Testament, according to Paul,
我们要在神面前蒙神的祝福，我们要蒙神的接待啊，那关键是在乎我们的信。
So to be blessed by the Lord, the key is our faith.
那这个信呢，在不同的时代有不同的表现。
This faith is expressed differently during different periods of time.
其实，如果我们真正的了解律法，像我昨天所讲的，律法是一个蒙悦的一部分的话，我们就不难了解这件事。
If we really understand the law as being part of the covenant, it shouldn't be hard for us to understand this concept.
因为我昨天跟各位提过啊，并不是你因为你遵守律法，使神不得不祝福你。
I mentioned yesterday, it's not because of your following the law, God has to bless you.
律法只不过说，因为神先恩待你，神已经跟你有盟约的关系，然后在这个盟约里面呢，神给一个律法指导你怎么做。因为你跟神当中有好关系，所以你已经相信了他，所以你才按照神告诉你所说的律法去做。
Because you already had a good relationship with the Lord, this is a covenant, and since you already received the blessing, then you choose to follow the law as given as part of the covenant.
所以你看，在这个律法以前呢，亚伯兰的时代，亚伯兰相信了神，叫他就按照神叫他去做，你去做。
So before the law, Abraham believed God and he followed what the Lord commanded him.
他相信神告诉他的话，他就采取适当的行动。
So as he believed what God was telling him, he took the proper action.
比如说啊，他已经年纪已经很老了，他的这个妻子年纪也很老了，已经过了这个生育的这个年代啊。可是神应许他说，我将来给你一个后裔。
For example, Abraham and Sarah was both very old, beyond the age of childbearing, but God still promised them a son.
他们就接受神的应许，他们接待神的应许，以为这是真的。
They received this promise. They considered it as true.
然后他们就采取适当的行动，他们的生活里面就可以看出啊，他们就接待了神跟他们讲的话，就采取适当的行动，这个就是他们的信。
So they act accordingly, and this is their faith.
在律法的，就是摩西以后，摩西到基督这段期间里面，以色列人一样，他们相信了神，接待了神。然后他们去照神更告诉他们的采取适当行动，就是那个时候就是遵循神的律法。
So the Israelites between Moses and Christ, as they were following the law as part of their belief of God, and that's really following the law.
好，从第五章开始啊，第五章的第一个字，所以，第五章第一节。
Beginning with chapter 5, the first word, therefore.
所以这里跟我们讲的是什么？所以保罗讲了这些蒙恩得救，第五章第一节。所以结果我们看到是什么呢？就是说啊，在第五章第一节以后，保罗所提的是讲到我们得到称义的后果。
So、
那结果如何
？Beginning with verse 1 of chapter 5, therefore means the result of justification by faith.
从这里我们可以知道啊，称义。并不是一个 end， 并不是一个 end 怎么讲？并不是一个 目的或者最后的目标。称义只是 is a means to an end。
Therefore, we see justification is not the end of our goal. It is only a means to the end.
因此，保罗要让我们知道一件事是什么呢？就说称义啊，只不过是我们跟神的继续不断的好关系的开始而已。
Therefore, Paul was trying to tell us that justification is the beginning of this continuous good relationship between the Lord and us.
换句话说，你不要以为说神赦免了我的罪，我跟神有好有神，你称我有义，称为我有啊， 称我为义了，那我已经很好了，满足了，什么都不要了，毕业了，再见了，千万不要采取这种态度。
This is to say that we shouldn't be satisfied by this state of justification because God has already forgiven our sins and we are okay then.
称义也许可以说是只是你进到学校入学，而不是毕业，是刚刚开始而已。
The justification is just like you're entering a college or school. It's not a graduation from college or school.
称义乃是基督徒生活的开始而已。
The justification is the beginning of the era of a Christian's life.
所以第五章第一节到第十一节跟我们讲到我们得成称为义以后我们所有的福分是什么。
And chapter 5 verses 1 through 11 is telling us the type of blessings after we were justified.
第一他跟我们讲啊我们与神相合，或者说，其实啊，这个中文很难翻啊。那里说，我们得到称义以后，我们有 shalom with God。shalom 这个字啊，英文把它翻成 peace， 也不是很好的翻译。
The first thing is that we now have peace with God. The original word is shalom, and the word peace is not a very proper translation here.
这个 shalom 这个观念是什么呢 ？shalom 就是说啊，我们跟神当中啊有绝对的和谐。
Shalom means that we have perfect peace and reconciliation.
我们跟神当中啊，就说这个 shalom 的关系的观念呢，就是什么呢？就是一个最健全、最健康的情况，一个最完美的这个情况，叫做 shalom.
This is a perfect relationship.
所以我们跟神当中啊，是有一个非常健全、非常完美的关系。
We have a perfect, healthy and harmonious relationship with God.
第二，他告诉我们说啊，我们因着信。可以进入现在所站的恩典中，这里所说的现在所站的恩典中啊，意思就是说称义。这里所说的称义是什么？称义不只是一个瞬间的一件事而已，是一个继续不断的一个 continuous state， 继续不断的一个情况。
Justification means that we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Therefore, it is a continuous state rather than the end.
所以就说啊。第三个，我们看啊，我们得称义以后啊，我们得到称义以后，第三个福分就是因盼望末世，我们要得到神的荣耀而有的喜乐。
The third blessing is that we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
为什么？因为就是说，因为你得到称义以后啊，你成为神的儿子。保罗在第八章会跟我们讲，希望明天早上我们讲到那个看到那个地方啊。保罗在第八章告诉我们，将来有一天呢，我们要享受神给我们的荣耀。
In chapter 8, I hope we can get there tomorrow. Is that in the future we will enjoy, we will appreciate the glory of God.
那如果我们有那么大的盼望啊，就将来我们与神同得荣耀，我们要从神那里得到这个荣耀。有这个盼望之后，这个盼望今天呢带给我们今天有喜乐。
Since we have this hope of something great is going to happen in the future that makes us rejoice.
圣经里面所说的喜乐啊，并不只是，主要还不是我们感情上的冲动。
The rejoice mentioned in the Bible is not merely the emotional joy.
因为常常有些人呢、啊，我知道有些人刚刚信主的时候啊，他常常会说，我信主以后我应该有喜乐，所以我希望啊，我心里像有个喜乐潮一样滚滚的滚出来，希望能够如此。
Many people feel that it's now that I have received Christ, I expect that this joy is going to rise up like the sea rolling.
有些人会，有些人不一定会。
Some people can indeed experience that, but it may not be true for everyone.
因为那个并不是圣经里面所说的喜乐。
But because this is not what the joy that being described in the Bible.
也有一些人呢、啊，曾经在基督徒生活里面有这种经验。但我刚刚信主的时候，有段时间我心里充满了喜乐。
Several people have experienced initial joy after received the Lord.
就是我情感上啊，好像一只海浪一直滚出来。
I'm very happy emotionally.
可是过了一两天呢、啊，哎，那个、喜乐就没有了。
But after a couple of days, and that peters out.
是不是因为我失掉了那个救恩呢
？Have I lost my salvation then?
糟糕了。他们这么说，糟糕，你就不能翻了。
Hard to translate.
Well, 其实啊，如果你心里没有喜乐，你也可以感谢神。就是你有喜乐一两天以后，你喜乐失掉了，没有了，那种喜乐，你也应该感谢神。
Even though you have lost this emotional joy, you can still thank the Lord.
为什么？因为如果啊，你这种 感情上的冲动跟喜乐继续跟你再超过一两个礼拜的话，你早就死掉了。
Because you really cannot stand this continuous, the excited state emotionally.
所以圣经里面跟我们所说的喜乐啊，并不是一种感情上的那种冲动。
So the joy described in the Bible is not that one through emotion.
所以一个刚刚信主的人呢，千万不要以为说，哎，我得救了没有？我不知道。如果我就在心里中那种喜乐潮一直滚出来的话，那就我知道得救了。各位朋友们，各位弟兄姊妹们，如果你有这种想法的话，那种想法完全错了。
So please do not consider whether you are safe or not, depending on how joyful you are.
因为圣经里面所说的喜乐，并不是那一个感情上的冲动，不是 emotional exuberance.
The joy described in the Bible is not the kind of emotional exuberance.
圣经里面所说的喜是什么呢？是喜乐是这样。
The joy described in the Bible is.
我讲英文，你替我翻中文好了。Okay. 这句话，我不说以后，说这句话。圣经里面所说的 joy 啊，所说的喜乐是什么呢？是一个 perfect the sense of perfect satisfaction derived from the presence of some objective reality。
圣经的喜乐就是一个完全的满足的感觉，是从
满足感。我们不要讲感觉好了，不是
满足感。
满足感 ，OK，OK，、
okay. okay, 满足感是从这个圣经里头推展出来的
啊。No, 快点。好，我 try to find 啊。
OK，
圣经里面所说的喜乐是什么呢？就是说啊，就是因为有一些客观的实体所带给我们的那完全的满足感， so, 不是感觉啊，是满足的感觉。
Sense of complete satisfaction. Sense of satisfaction、right. derived from the many objective evidence.Truth and facts.
Okay, derived from the presence of some objective reality.、Okay. 就是说啊，因为我们有神的生命 ，Okay， 我们有神的恩典，所以给我们那种完全的满足感。
Because we have this new life and new blessing, and that lead to a perfect sense of satisfaction.
那如果我们有这种盼望的话，我们在患难中也会喜乐。
If we have this kind of joy and hope.And we can also rejoice in our sufferings.
我讲一个例子，也许我们当中有很多学生，有很多人做过学生，你比较容易了解。
I'd like to give an example of a student.
知道我们当中有很多人啊，或者是现在正在攻读学位，或者有些人曾经攻读过学位，你知道。
So I know that many of us here who are currently students, or they have been students some time back.
你知道，当你这一个攻读学位快要完成的时候，有一个 general examination， 是一个又考试，对不对？
We know that before you get your diploma or degree, there is normally a major examination.
那个 general examination, 那个考试那个时候啊，你会不会说，哎呀，很好啊？
Would you?
你考试那个时候啊，很苦，我知道。
Would you enjoy taking that kind of general examination? I know you suffered.
有很大的压力，精神上的压力，各方面的压力。
There are all kinds of pressures.
你睡觉也不敢好好睡觉，你吃饭都不大好好。
You cannot sleep well. You cannot eat well.
大家都有那种经验，对不对
？I'm sure you have.
可是啊，当你经过那种情况里面了，你会不会说完全失望
？But as you are going through that, did you lose hope?
没有。你知道， no. 当我经过这一个考试之后，或者当我或者有些人在写论文的时候，要经过很大的压力。可是你经过那个苦难之后，你知道，哎，我这个论文写完成了，我考试考过了，我这个论文写完成以后，我要得到一个学位。
Even though you are suffering while trying to prepare for the exam or trying to write your thesis, and you still like it because you know you are going to get a degree afterwards.
所以在那一种患难，所谓患难苦难当中啊，你有一种满足感。哎，我现在虽然是苦啊，可是这个苦啊，这苦关过去以后啊，要给我成就一些什么东西，对不对
？So even though you seem to be suffering, while trying to prepare for the exam, the final exam, and you still have the sense of satisfaction because you know something good is going to happen afterwards.
照样啊，我们基督徒既然有那么大的盼望在我们面前
it's the same way. Our Christians, since we have such a great hope, wonderful hope, in front of us,
我们知道有一天我们要跟耶稣基督同享荣耀。
We know one day we will share the glory with Jesus Christ.
有一天我们要从神那里得到大的荣耀。
One day we're going to receive such a great glory.
所以在这个苦难当中啊，我们不会很多很多的埋怨。
So we do not complain even though we suffer.
因为保罗在那里说啊，好，这一段我们大概念。 因为常常有人也许要经过这一段，所以我们念啊。
Let's read this passage.
第五章第三节。
Verse 3 of chapter 5.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，对不对？好，我们知道啊，我们知道，当我们遇到苦难的时候，这些苦难会造就我们的性格，会 mold our character。
We know that those difficult times would mold our character.
我们知道经过这些试炼之后啊，哎，我们知道将来有很大的盼望。
We know that through sufferings we have a great hope in the future.
今天大家在很多人在这个生活上有经验的人都晓得。
If you have experience in life, you know.
我们真是要塑造一个很好的品格啊，有时候都是要经过苦难，在苦难当中熬炼出来的。
We know that good character was shaped or molded through sufferings.
中国人有一句话说啊，我不晓得英文怎么翻的，我不知道啊。他说啊，吃的苦中苦，才能够做人上人。你翻吧。
There's a Chinese saying that you have to suffer a lot in order to go ahead of others.
对，差不多一样。那是一个经验谈。照样啊，我们基督徒的生活一样，当一个基督徒在苦难当中啊，被造就出来的品格啊，实在是。像这个雅各所说的，就好像经过火锻炼的精金一样。
So the Christians through suffering and will derive a character just like the gold purified by fire.
那因为我们有这种盼望，所以啊，基督徒在受苦难的时候啊，跟别人不一样。
Because of this hope, the Christians endure suffering in a different way from others.
别人受不了，因为他没有什么盼望。可是基督徒有盼望，知道经过这些苦难呢、啊，神乃是在那里，神允许这些苦难让临到我们身上，乃是要造就我们的品格。
The Christian has an advantage because we know that through sufferings, suffering is what God uses to mold our character.
那因为我们有盼望的缘故
，because that we have hope.
基督徒在生命在这个日常生活当中会跟别人不一样。
The Christian life is different from an ordinary people.
我再跟各位提醒一件事啊。
I'd like to remind you one more thing.
圣经从来没有应许说啊，基督徒你信了耶稣以后，你就不会遇到什么苦难。
God did not promise that you will not suffer at all while becoming a Christian.
圣经从来没有这么说。
The Bible has never said that.
圣经没有说你信耶稣以后啊，现在尤其是今天呢、啊，很多人失业，你现在信耶稣以后，你一定找到工作。
We know that there are high unemployment.Now, but the Bible has not told us that if you now become a Christian, you will find a job.
我们也知道很多人会生病，圣经也没有说你信了耶稣一定不会生病，不一定。
We know there are many sicknesses in the world, and God has not promised that the Christians will not get sick.
基督徒照样会遇到很多的难处，遇到很多的苦难。
The Christians will face many difficult times.
可是基督徒跟其他的人不一样，就是当他遇到苦难的时候。不一样，态度不一样。
But the difference is that even in difficult times, the Christian's attitude toward the suffering is different.
因为我们有盼望，所以我们就有能力能够忍受那些苦难。
Because we have hope and we have the power or strength to go through those sufferings.
所以这个盼望对于基督徒的生命讲起来是一个非常重要的因素。
So the hope is a very important element in the Christian faith.
那我们要问了，那我怎么晓得有什么盼望？有什么盼望的根基呢？
What are the basis of such hope then?
保罗跟我们讲两件事。
And Paul tells us two things.
在这里啊，盼望呢，就是一方面是主观的根据，一个是客观的根据。
There are two aspects. One is subjective, another objective.
我们先讲主观的观念啊，主观的这个经验是什么呢？就是圣灵。把神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
The subjective part is that God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
因为你相信你信了主以后，神给你的新的生命，圣灵来到你的身上的时候，这位在你里面的圣灵能够把神的爱浇灌你在那里。
Because you have received Christ and this Holy Spirit that God has given you will pour out His love into your heart.
所以在那个受苦难的时候，你会特别体会到神的爱，那个会给你力量，让你能够滋长你，让你能够经过这些苦难。
Because even in your sufferings, and you can receive God's love, which would carry you through.
可是，在客观的方面， 神已经把他的大爱已经客观地显明在你面前。
But there's also an objective aspect, and God has expressed His love objectively to you.
就是什么？就是神爱你到那个程度，神为了你把他的独生子耶稣基督赐给你，为你死。
So because God has so loved you that He gave you His only Son.
神既然呢爱你到这个程度，把他的儿子耶稣基督为你死。
And He loved you so much. That he let his son Jesus Christ die for you.
这个就证明啊，一个很好的证明，证实神向你所应许的一切，神都会成全。
This is the proof that whatever God has promised you, will come through.
因为神要把他儿子耶稣基督在你十字架上为你死这件事啊，对神讲起来呀、啊，比神要把你所有一切的奉给你，是神要付出更大的代价。换句话说，神既然不惜已经付出了这么大的代价，难怪他比神要祝福你，神不必付出那么大的代价，要给你的祝福，神不会成就吗
？Because it cost God more to give His Son Jesus to die for you than all the other blessings He might be able to give you.
所以为了这个缘故啊，保罗说，我们有客观的根据，知道。我们的盼望是有根基的，不是随便在那乱盼望。
This very reason, Paul is saying that our hope has a very strong and objective foundation, a basis.
好，我昨天跟各位提过啊，我说给各位看一个证据，说昨天我们谈到说耶稣基督的血，我说耶稣基督的血啊，包括不只是耶稣基督的血管流出来那血，不止那个，而是指着耶稣基督为我们牺牲的代死。
I mentioned yesterday the blood of Christ is not only the blood that actually dripped out of his body, but it really means his death.
那我昨天告诉各位说，我要给各位看证据，对不对
？Yesterday I told you I was going to give you some evidence.
我要给各位看证据 now， 现在。
Right now is the time to do it.
这证明啊，我跟你们那个应许不会落空的。
To show that I would fulfill my promises to you.
因为这个证明啊是在第五章里面，所以我是等到现在才讲。
Okay. Because the proof is in chapter 5, I waited until now.
那你说啊，基督为罪人死，唯有基督为我们死。
Said only Jesus died for us.
好，各位看这底下啊，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Now that we are justified through his blood.We are going to. It is through him that we would avoid God's wrath.
这里有一个因为很重要。
The word therefore here is very important.
因为这里有因为，所以我们知道这里所讲的跟这里所讲的分不开，对不对
？The word since or for is very important here because it links these two passages together.
同时，我们知道称义得与神和好是其实是同样的意思，对不对
？We know that justification or have peace with God.Are synonymous.
所以你看啊，既靠着他的血称义。
It says that we are justified through his blood.
底下说，且借着他儿子的死得与神和好。
Then following is that we have peace through the death of his son.
所以啊，他的血指着什么东西
？So what does his blood mean?
啊，就是这个，对不对？他儿子的死
，It is referring to the death of his son。
从这里可以看得出来，所以血啊，血其实不是指说耶稣基督的血管流下来。所以我曾经呢、啊、听过，我小时候听过一个很 absurd、很不合理的讲话。我现在想起来实在是 doesn't make sense。
So the blood is not simply referring to the liquid flowing out of the blood vessels. I've heard an inappropriate example when I was young.
我很小的时候啊，听过一个牧师讲。
I heard a pastor once said.
他说耶稣的那个宝血非常的宝贵。
He said that the precious blood of Jesus is
very,
very precious.
所以耶稣钉死在十字架以后啊，耶稣身上所流下来的每一滴血啊，天使都把一个一个把它放在一个杯子里面。把那个耶稣的血拿到天堂去。
So, as the blood was dripping out of the body of Christ while he was on the cross, there were angels who tried to collect the blood using little vessels.
其实，如果从圣经里面看的话，有几个圣经让我们知道， It didn't happen that way. 根本不是那样。
Okay. But if you really study the Bible, you know it didn't happen that way.
因为我知道有几滴耶稣的血啊，至少滴在那个地上。
We know that at least there are several blood drops that fell on the ground.
所以其实圣经里面所说的耶稣的血啊，其实指着神的儿子，他的血就是神儿子的死。
So when the Bible talks about his blood, means his death.
好，我们看第五章啊，十二节到二十一节这一段啊。
So let's read verses 12 through 21 of chapter 5.
是讲到 analogy 类似，我不晓得这个中文翻的对不对，不过我不会比这个，没有比这个更好的方法。
It is using
类似，
但
是对是吧 ？Analogy。反正没有人反对就是了。
Okay, since no objections, that's okay.
好，保罗啊，就在这个地方第五章十二节那里啊，跟我们为着要跟我们解释为什么缘故耶稣可以替我们死。
Paul is trying to explain to us, for what reason that Christ died for us.
好，他就说啊，保罗说你们大家一起看。
Let's read together.
他说你看，亚当犯了罪。
He mentioned that Adam had sinned.
因为亚当犯罪的缘故，亚当就死掉了。
Because of his sin, Adam died.
可是你看啊，亚当死掉以后啊，所有一切在亚当里面的一切人，通通死掉。
So since Adam died, and all men through Adam died also.
所以他说啊，在亚当里，众人都死。
So he mentioned that, let's see.
All died in Adam.
All died.Yeah, yes. My version is different. 第几节
？Okay. 第十是十四节。
Verse 14, all died as did Adam.
Okay. 这里啊，圣经跟我们讲什么了啊？Okay. 我想请问各位一件事啊。
I will first ask you a question.
第十二节说啊。
In verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
我请问各位啊，那里说因为众人都犯了罪是什么意思？
What did Paul mean when he said all sinned?
在第九节所说的。因为亚当啊犯罪以后啊，罪就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。那里所说的众人都犯了罪是什么意思？
In verse 12, and through Adam all sinned, and what does that all sinned mean?
他的意思是不是说我们每一个人都个别的犯了罪
？Is he trying to say that everyone have sinned individually?
是不是
？Is it right?
啊，不是。
No.
那到底是什么意思
？And what did he mean?
Right.就是当亚当犯罪的时候，所有在亚当里面的人通通犯了罪。
That's when Adam sinned, and all people in Adam sinned.
我给各位看一个例子啊。
I give you an example.
也许你心里会这么说：你看，当这个亚当当亚当犯罪的时候，我根本还没有生出来，我怎么犯了罪呢
？You may wonder, you know, how could I have sinned? Since when Adam sinned, I wasn't even born then.
在希伯来书啊，写希伯来书的那一个人呢、啊？希伯来书的作者
，The writer of Hebrews，
讲过一句话。
He said at one time，
他说，麦基洗德的祭司的等次，比亚伦的祭司的等次更高。
He mentioned that the priesthood of Melchizedek is higher than the priesthood of Aaron。
那他怎么证明这件事
？How did he prove that？
他怎么证明？
How did he prove that?
他说，因为亚伯拉罕呢，把他的十分之一奉献给麦基洗德。
His proof was that Abraham donated a tenth of his stuff to Melchizedek.
那个希伯来书的作者说的话，在那个时候，亚伦的后裔，就是亚伦的祭司，他们把十分之一奉献给麦基洗德，所以麦基洗德比亚伦的祭司更大。
So since Aaron was Abraham's descendant, and when they gave their offering to God, or they gave their offering, I'm sorry, okay, at that time it's equivalent to say that the Aaron was giving the offering to Melchizedek. So therefore Melchizedek has a higher priesthood.
我请问各位啊，当亚伯拉罕把十分之一奉献给麦基洗德的时候，亚伦在哪里？
I ask you, you know, when Abraham gave his one-tenth to Melchizedek, where was Aaron?
亚伦在哪里
？Where was Aaron？
啊， 还没有出生。
He wasn't even born then.
因为亚伦离开亚伯兰四五代。
Because Aaron was several generations behind Abraham.
所以根本他还没有生出来，对不对？可是因为亚伯兰是亚伦的祖孙，他的祖先呢，所以亚伯兰所做的事等于，其实不是说等于了，就是因为亚伯兰献十分之一给麦基洗德，因此啊，也就是亚伦在亚伯兰里面献十分之一给麦基洗德。
Since Abraham was Aaron's ancestor, since Abraham gave his offering to Melchizedek, that's equivalent to say that Aaron has given his offering to Melchizedek.
所以保罗在这里说啊。当亚当犯罪的时候，所有一切亚当的后裔都在亚当里面犯了罪。
So, what Paul was trying to say is that when Adam sinned, all the descendants of Adam, in Adam and have sinned.
那犯罪的结果这个死就临到亚当，临到所有在一切亚当里面的人。
The result of sin is death. Death came to Adam and also came to all that was in Adam.
保罗说，这是一个事实，我们眼睛看得到的一个事实。
Yeah, Paul said that this is a truth. You know, we can all see.
我们大家可以看得到，对不对
？Fact, we can all see.
他说，同样啊，耶稣基督为我们的罪受死的效果，跟亚当犯罪的效果有点相似。
So he used an analogy between the death of Adam and also the death of Jesus Christ.
所以就是说什么呢？就是说啊，好。就好像亚当犯罪的时候，在亚当里面的人都犯了罪，照样啊，当基督受死，当基督从死里复活的时候，所有一切在基督里面的人死了，活了。
Okay. It's just like saying that all that was in Adam, sinned when Adam sinned. So when Jesus resurrected, you know, all that's in Jesus, would also resurrect.
因此在基督里面的众人、啊、都要因基督而得生命，得到称义，得到荣耀。
All in Jesus is going to gain life through Jesus, justified through him and receive the glory through him.
不过有一点点差别。
But there was a slight difference.
在众人在亚当里面是因为什么？因为我们都是亚当的祖孙。
So why are we all in Adam? Because we are all Adam's descendants.
可是我们在基督里面、啊、不是因为我生下来是这样，而是经过我们每一个人的自由选择。
But we are not all in Jesus through this ancestral relationship. It is through our faith in Jesus, and it's our free choice, our free election.
因为我们生下来，我们是亚当的祖孙，所以我们在亚当里面。因此，当亚当犯罪，亚当受死，我们受了那个后果，我们就犯了罪，我们就受了死。
Because we are all descendants of Adam, because Adam sinned and the death came to Adam, and we have all sinned and the death would come to us all.
可是在基督里面、啊、我们借着我们自己的自由选择，我们可以在基督里面与基督联合在一起，我们在基督里面，因此我们在基督里面可以与基督同死，与基督同复活，我们就可以在基督里面蒙承受神为我们所预备一切的救恩，一切好处。
So the analogy is that we are in Christ through our own free choice of election, and we choose to die with him and to live with him again.
所以他说，在亚当的情况，这个既然这个是事实，而这个事实大家都可以看得到。保罗说啊，不但是照样啊，而且更加，如果在亚当的情况是对的话，在基督的情况是更加是对的。
Okay. So in Adam, you know, we say that if that could happen like that.So then in Jesus, we can, that's the similar thing could also happen even more so.
各位看、第五章、第二十节说、啊、哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
That where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
我们从第六章、啊、到第七章，我们发现到它的结构是什么结构。
So we can study the structure of chapters 6 and 7.
第六章到第七章结构是什么？
What is the structure?
我不晓得各位有没有看到。在念圣经，也许你罗马书念了好几次，至少我请各位在灵修的时候念罗马书。所以你念这段圣经的时候，你有没有看到什么东西
？What did you read while you're reading the book of Romans through your devotion time?
你看到什么东西
？What did you see?
第六章跟第七章。看到什么东西
？What did you see between chapter 6 and 7?
哎，很不错啊，没错，就是这个。
会、
第六章跟第七章当中啊，保罗问了五个问题，啊，给五个回答。
So there were five questions and five answers in chapter 6 and 7.
所以啊，各位看圣经要好好的看啊，小心的看。
We have to study the Bible carefully.
我知道堂弟兄刚刚得救不很多年。
I know that the brother Tan was saved not too many years ago.
我记得是有一年的夏令会在这里，春令会在那里得救，对不对？大概两年前。
So it's about two years ago.
我一年都忘了。
2 years ago, in the spring conference here.
可是他现在开始看圣经啊，可以看懂这些啊。
But now when he read the Bible, he can see those. I'm very impressed.
好，你看啊，在第六章跟第七章当中啊，保罗问了五个问题，我们来看一下，很快的。
So Paul has asked five questions in chapter 6 and 7.
第六章第一节。
In the first first verse of chapter 6.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
他就给我们一些回答。
Then he answered.
第六章十五节到二十三节。
In verses 15 through 23.
所以第十五章他问了一个问题：这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗
？What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace?
第七章第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
不过第七章第一节啊，这个问题跟其他问题不太一样。
This question is a little different from the other questions.
第七章第一节的这个问题啊，就是英文叫做 rhetoric question， 中文怎么翻译我不太知道。Rhetoric question， rhetoric question 就是说不是不知道问的，而是一个怎么说 ？Rhetoric question， 谁替我翻译一下？
It is a rhetoric
question. Rhetoric question 就是说。哎，你怎么不会翻呢？其实意思啊，不是说问你会不会翻，我说我晓得你会翻嘛，那为什么你不会翻嘛？就是那种，
就是，
我不是问你、
啊，看一下 question， you know, the questioner expects the person
not,
being asked the question.
It's not really asking the question, but just 怎么说，就是 ，yeah, just asking for。哦、oh, ，对了，民族控制 good， 对。
So he's not really asking the question. He knows、
yeah.
the answer, but he's asking anyway.
民族控制比较靠近一点的，
yeah.
就说其实、啊、那个回答你就晓得了。
Yeah, the answer
回答你晓得，
so、
可是我是问题，要提醒你的那个什么东西，
yeah.
提醒你的注意力。
I'm going to ask you to remind you to bring、
okay.
your attention.
所以你看，保罗说第七章第一节说、啊， mm. 弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，他明讲说你们明白律法，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在他活着的时候吗？
He said, Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to men who know the law, that the law has authority over man only as long as he lives?
Okay, 第七章第七节又问了一个问题。
In verse 7 of chapter 7,
这样我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？
What shall we say then? Is the law sin?
第七章十三节。
Verse
13, 既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？
Did that which is good then become death to me?
所以第六章到第七章啊，其实啊是跟我们提出五个问题出来啊。保罗给我们回答，乃是就说，因为我跟你们讲的因信称义的道理之后啊，你们可能会有这些问题，所以我就来给你们回答。
The questions and the answers, the questions mentioned in chapter 6 and 7, is Paul knew that after people heard this message of the justification by faith, they would have.Had those questions, so he just went ahead and answered those.
所以结果这个接着这个问与答，他把这个我们因着神的恩典，因信得了称义的这个含义 implication 含义，就跟我们更清楚的阐明出来。
Through the questions and answers in chapter 6 and 7, Paul really tried to clarify his point of a justification.
所以我们看啊，第六章第一节到第十四节啊，是讲到我们应该向罪死，向神活的。那个真理。
In verses 1 through 14 of chapter 6, Paul is trying to express the truth that we should die toward sin but live toward God.
他问题就说啊，好，第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍旧在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
In verse 1, he said, What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
为什么他会问这个问题？
Why should he ask this question?
因为在第五章二十节，保罗说，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
Because in chapter 5 verse 20, where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
因此啊，有一些人呢，就会有错误的观念，他们以为说，好，如果这样的话， and justified means 就是说只要有好目的我们就可以不择手段
So the misinterpretation could be that the end justified the means because we have a noble goal we just go ahead and get this goal through all means
所以啊为着要使恩典显更多啊我多多的犯罪叫恩典显多这种态度对不对
So we reallylike to receive more blessings so therefore we sin more so that we can receive more blessings
还有啊问这个问题的第二个错误的观念是什么呢就是他们对神的恩典的认识错误
the second misconception to ask this question is that they have a false concept toward what the, God's blessing is
因为他们的观念里面呢以为说恩典就是神恩待我
in their feeling or in their understanding that the blessing is that God reallybestow grace upon us
所以啊我犯罪啊神反正对我好嘛反正神溺爱我嘛所以我多犯罪无所谓嘛所以多多犯罪让神赦免我的罪就好了
Because
他们以为说神的恩典只是为了要赦免我的罪而已
Because God loves me you know he's going to give me a lot of blessings so I just keep I just go ahead and sing and give God this opportunity to love us more
可是啊其实啊神的恩典我们再要花时间看一下，恩典不只是要赦免我们的罪，而恩典的目的乃是要叫我们能够遵行神的旨意。这点上我们不要忘掉。
The grace of God is not merely the forgiveness of sin, but really, He wants us to follow His will.
啊，今天有很多人以为说神的恩典呢，就只是赦免我们的罪而已。其实啊神的恩典不只是赦免我们的罪神的恩典乃是一种力量使我们能够遵行神的旨意
So contrary to many people's understanding that God's grace is to forgive our sins but actually God's grace is to make sure that we know how to follow His will
我们来看几节圣经啊。
Let's read several passages
没有错恩典的观念第一就是不是我配得的我不配神给我的叫做恩典 那这一点上大概没有什么问题所以我们不必、特别去看、啊、
It's true that a grace is not something we deserve and we all know that
可是有几件事几节圣经我们来看哥林多后书第十二章第九节
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
十二章第九节
Chapter 12 verse 9
哥林多后书十二章第九节
2 Corinthians 12:9
好他对我说我的恩典够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱好叫基督的能力庇护我
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
我为基督的缘故就以软弱凌弱极难逼迫困苦我也可喜乐的因为我什么时候软弱什么时候就刚强了
That is why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses in insults in hardships in persecutions in difficulties for when I am weak then I am strong
所以神的能力是什么呢神的能力是一种力量当我软弱我没有办法的时候没有办法去做的时候神的能力在我身上神的恩典在我身上使我能够做我应该做的事
So the grace of God is His power that when we are weak and God helps us to be strong
我们看罗马书第十二章第六节
Romans 12 verse 6
罗马十二章第六节
Romans 12:6
那里说啊按我们所得的恩赐那里所说恩赐跟那个恩典同样一个字按我们所得的恩赐各有不同或说预言就当照着现今的程度说预言或做执事就当专一执事或做教导的就当专一教导或做劝化的就当专一劝化施舍的就当诚实治理的就当殷勤怜悯人的就当甘心
So mentioned we have different gifts the gift is the same word as we mentioned as grace earlier according to others we have different gifts according to the grace given us if a man's gift is prophesying let him use it in proportion to his faith if it is serving let him serve if it is teaching let him teach if it is encouraging let him encourage if it is contributing to the needs of others let him give generously if it is leadership let him govern diligently
so 神的恩典是什么
so what is this grace
神的恩典乃是一种能力，叫我们去做神要我们做的事，叫我们去侍奉。
The grace is a power of strength so that we can follow God's will.
再看哥林多前书第十五章第十节。
First Corinthians 15,
10. 哥林多前书第十五章第十节。
First Corinthians 15:10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me.
所以这里说什么？神的恩典是什么？神的恩典是一种能力，使我们能够成为神要我们成为的那种人。
So the grace of God is the type of power that would mold us or make us the type of person that He wants us to be.
如果用英文讲比较准确一点呢，就是说 ，grace is the power which enables us to become what God intends us to be.OK， 就刚才我用国语讲不大清楚，就是那一点。
He said both ways.
OK， 而且保罗说啊，神所赐给我的恩典呢，不是突然的。换句话说，如果我没有成为神要我成为那种样子，如果我没有去做神要我做的工作的话，神的恩典在我身上就没有发挥它的效力。
So, Paul is saying that if I'm not doing what God wants me to do, then I have not expressed God's grace accordingly.
所以保罗就说啊，如果一个人以为说，好，我应该多多犯罪，使神的恩典能够更加显多，那一种人，这种想法就是因为他根本对神的恩典有错误的观念。
So Paul was trying to say that if for those who like to sin more so that the grace may abound, and these people had a wrong concept toward grace.
现在刚好啊，十点十五分，所以我们现在休息十五分钟。
Okay. It's 10:15, so let's take a 15-minute break.
我们下一堂啊，再来看啊，保罗在第六章十四节，一章到十四节给我们讲的这一大堆东西。
So this is what we're going to see after the break.
OK. 我们希望我们今天呢有机会能够讲到第七章的至少一半左右啊。至少明天早上把第七章一半跟第八章。
在我们休息的时候，有一件事情请大家做一下，我们准备寄一张卡去给那位啊，那位弟。